Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
In this catch-up, coffee on the first date and TV shows that ruined your relationship. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Will.
Yeah.
Should we address the elephant in the room?
I didn't know there was one.
Should we?
Should we, Will?
The Dutch elephant in the body room?
Should we tell
everyone?
That's
just a low blow from you again.
Yep.
You need to stop them.
Okay, well.
What are you talking
we're
about?
We're opening up about what happened last night with you.
What do you
because
mean?
Because you never rocked up to work this morning until here 2 minutes to
hey,
six.
Hey, here I am, proof's in the pudding, people.
The only reason you're bloody here is because you're good, mate. Woody, I haven't been to the toilet this morning.
He just ate his breakfast.
I've only just finished my cereal because I had to drive to your house and go and get you.
Which is like 2 minutes away.
Yes, well, it doesn't matter. You had your phone off and your alarm obviously wasn't set. What kind of commitment are you showing to the show?
Luckily, I got some audio of waking.
He's so rich. And can I just say.
What?
Can you just imagine if you had have come around to my house. But he comes into my house filming me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping to.
You are exactly.
So did she stay over last night because you went on a date?
No, she didn't. Well, I got some audio highs because I was hoping to walk in on something a little bit more exciting than just Will by himself in an eye mask.
but I did hey, get it's, some, it's very comfortable.
I got some audio of the moment I walked in.
How's your date last night? Oh, man. Oh, my God. I thought you was here for a second. I really died.
Your bed isn't noticeably empty. I'm pretty disappointed.
Not all that well, obviously.
Okay.
All right, wrap it up.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about this.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do
What's
you want to talk about?
What's going on with this girl?
Hang on a second.
You
no,
were late
this
for
is
work.
Not a free-for-all. I am not...
Will.
I am not subscribing to this.
Will.
Well,
no.
Everyone else is because you nearly missed our radio show because you put someone else before Woody
got a priority.
And myself.
Got priorities now.
You are... What?
So tell us about your new priority.
You owe us... An explanation
no,
of
I don't.
What happened at the date last night because you were late this morning. That's fair enough, mate. That's fair enough. You can talk to that music. That
so was it date three? Did you confess about you,
know you
not being
really
a country boy?
Really funny about that audio is that I actually did. I say there, I thought she was here for a second.
Yes, you did. And that is
but
that's
what does
intriguing.
That mean? Is that
I know.
Me just really hoping she's there, or am I like, surely
she...
I'm not that good. It's a Tuesday night.
Did
I would have
do...
pulled out all the moves, and I've yeah.
So what happened? Right. So you've
no,
been
nothing.
Dating this girl for what?
No,
three
we went,
or
to
four times?
Went to the Brisbane Hotel.
Oh yeah.
We were going to go to Shapiro's comedy at 8:30,
and
did
then
you... we just missed it. It was like 8. All of a sudden it was 8:50, and I was like, oh my god, we missed the comedy, and we just sort of sat down a few beers and.
The conversation was too good.
Yeah, the conversation was good.
Yeah, and then what happened after?
Did you kiss her?
I just dropped her home, guys.
Did you kiss her?
I'm not going into
Hang
the
on.
Details.
If you just dropped her home, then why did you wake up this morning saying, oh, I thought she was here?
Yeah.
I think, that's what I'm as confused by
oh, really?
As you are. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think I was obviously just, I don't know.
You were like dreaming about her?
Yeah,
Oh, so you're dreaming about her now?
No. Oh, my God.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
All right. We're covering something that's you've brought up something a bit embarrassing, or you've made it look like it's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
Huge news yesterday, Hides, in the AFL is that Jordan Lewis, four-time premiership player for the Hawthorn Hawks, has signed with the Melbourne Football Club. That is the team that I've supported since I was born. Now, I was obviously very excited about this.
You and your dad were excited.
Me and Dad were pumped. We were messaging each other all day.
And then, no.
What?
Let's just wind this back.
What?
Why... In your right mind,
yes.
Did you think it was okay to stalk Jordan Lewis, find him, and send him a message?
Okay, for starters, I didn't have to stalk and find him because we are friends on Facebook.
Whoa,
BS.
Okay. How did you become friends on Facebook with him?
Is this another classic?
No.
Candid Woody's celebrity name drop.
No.
Have you got a group message going with him and Mitchell Johnson?
No.
G'day, fellas. How are you? A couple of beers. First of all, Jordan, well done on the selection.
There's a few other boys in there, but no, I'm not talking about that.
So Ellis as well.
Oh, Zobriel's in there.
We went to a year 11 formal together. Will, you know this. I took a particular girl. He took a friend of her.
Yeah.
He went to this year 11 formal. This is back over in Melbourne.
Why are you avoiding the name of the particular girl?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a tumultuous relationship.
You were in year 11.
Anyway, me and Jordan struck up a friendship then, and we spent the whole night together, and it was great, and we became Facebook buddies.
And did you ever speak again?
No,
after
you
that
did.
Night?
No, you did not become Facebook buddies.
We did become.
You
become
friends on Facebook.
With him
yes,
on Facebook.
But you're not buddies. Like you don't comment. Oh, Jordan, great snap.
We are buddies. I've said in the last.
When was the last interaction with you and Jordan Lewis on Facebook?
Okay,
outside of this message,
7th of August, 2007. Okay, but I will give you.
Oh,
I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you my Facebook Messenger.
Yeah,
and you can see that he wrote to me first on
the August 7th, 2007.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, I'll hand you. But you have to read the word for word.
What he said,
and you can read the whole chain, which ends with the message I sent him yesterday.
All righty.
And you'll see that it makes sense.
I've got the phone
now.
What you just took you 7 years to reply?
I just
why has he called you? Oh my god! Why has he called you Celeste?
No, read the comment, mate.
Do you have a sister, Celeste?
Yeah, that was his question to me.
So, why has he called you Celeste?
Do you have a sister, Celeste? As in, do you have a sister called Celeste?
Yeah.
Mate, just basic English there, Will.
Awful grammar from Jordan Lewis. I mean, he's good at footy, but he can't write a message, can he?
So he, and this is in 2007,
there's a comma
mind you.
Do you have, there's a comma in there, mate, at least. Okay. Do you have a sister called Celeste?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the message, 2007.
That's him writing to me.
All right. You said, nah, don't think so. Don't think so. You've either got the sister or not, champ.
I was trying to be a bit.
What are you trying to be funny in your
life? I was trying to be so candid. Oh, let me just check my sisters. All right. Nah. Who says that, mate?
2007. Give me a break.
This is so good. Nah. Lol. Is there a Celeste Whitelaw out there? Question mark.
Good question.
Right. Okay. So then this is Jordan now.
He replies again.
Yeah, she added me. I thought it might have been your sister. I was going to have a crack at her.
This is 2007. He is married now, and this is a long time ago.
Okay, haha. Yeah, I do have a sister. She is 12. .. Best of luck to you.
And that was me. That was
so
good.
That's good gear. He didn't reply to that, by the way.
No.
So this is you.
9 years later.
This is 9 years after you've made a gag which has fallen on its face to Jordan Lewis, who is now a four-time premiership player. So this is worse than messaging your ex. This is so much worse than that.
Oh god, he's read the message.
The message could not be any better.
Can you read it? Please read it.
It's not
trying
that funny.
To be so cool.
It's not that funny.
Trying to be so cool. How long did you think about this for?
I was sitting with the producers for at least half an hour, and we were.
And they helped you write it.
Well, they were saying I shouldn't write it.
I think you should have written it either.
What did he say? Give it to us.
It's just so simple. I'm just laughing because I can just imagine how much Woody's agonized over this. It's just great to have you at the Mighty D's, mate. Effing pumped.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods, if you have...
Yeah, my eyes are starving.
You're going to love this.
Okay.
So would you say you're a Hungry Jack's kind of guy or a McDonald's kind of guy?
I'm sort of allergic to both of them, to be honest. Hungry
Jacks.
We love
Jacks. The burgers are better there. What a man.
So Hungry Jacks are doing something really cool, which is not happening in Perth or Western Australia yet. They've started and they've rolled it out in New South Wales.
Okay.
But basically they've introduced an e-tag. So you know when you're driving along a freeway, say, over east, because they don't have them here, you don't have paid tolls.
Yep.
Yeah, so and it sticks to the top of your window and it pays you money as you go through.
Yeah.
So Hungry Jacks have introduced a breakfast e-tag for people who don't feel like talking in the morning. So they put their order into their phone or whatever, save it, it connects to this e-tag, and then they drive through Hungry Jacks and it goes beep and the order goes through. So you don't have to speak to the person as you're going through drive-through.
That is tragic, I reckon.
I love
that. That is the beginning of the end.
This is amazing.
I mean, if you can't order a bloody coffee off someone.
Oh, but it's tough sometimes.
I used to work as a barista, and like if the person that you're making your coffee is not talking to you, like you want to get around them. You're like, hey, thanks.
That's what they said. They said you can say thanks at the window when you get
Ando would just roll in, windows up, tinted on the Lambo, holds the bird out the window as she goes through.
Give me a whopper, thanks.
With a license plate talent.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, speaking of freaks, yours truly.
Will.
Me.
Yeah.
Are you a freak?
I felt like a bit of a freak the other day.
What happened?
Oh, I can't believe I'm talking about this again. Anyway,
Has it got to do with your date?
This is actually last week.
God, you're kidding. How much have you seen this Dutch girl?
Yeah.
Not that much. It's just like I remember each moment quite a lot.
Oh, that's actually beautiful.
Are you committed to each other yet or...?
Can you turn the Dutch music off? We're just catching up. And we're playing it cool.
Keeping it real casual.
We're
so cool you're speaking about it on the radio.
Woody and I are playing it really,
real
cool. Real cool.
She has no idea how we feel.
No, I've allowed him to speak on behalf of both of us when it comes to my relationships.
It's fun. We had a great date last night. I think we did a good job. We gave her a little kiss and then we sent her home. Didn't we?
Yeah. So, it's actually really creepy.
Sounds awful.
So listen, I dropped her to work the other morning, and
so she stayed.
No, I'm not saying that. I just said I dropped her off at work. I didn't. I just said I dropped her off at work.
Yeah.
And so I went to and I said to her, "Do you want me to get you a coffee?"
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she work at a coffee shop?
Yeah. It was before she got there.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Do you want me to get you a coffee?"
That's so nice of you.
That's really nice.
Yeah. She was like, "That'd be amazing. Thanks so much." And then I went to go and get the coffee. Now, here's the dilemma. When I first met this girl, it was in a music festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
On the way out of the music festival, she got a coffee.
Of course.
Right?
Sure.
I didn't get a coffee.
Okay.
But I took note of and remembered what coffee she got.
That's lovely. That's okay. You got a good memory.
Bit creepy.
Creepy, Ando. Thank you for saying it. No.
Is it a weird order, though?
It's slightly left of center.
I feel like you're coming on a little bit too strong.
Okay. No, we're playing it cool.
No, you're definitely not playing it cool. We're trying to play it cool.
So get this. So I know that she orders a Long Mac. As I'm out of the house, I'm going to get the coffee. I realize that I know that she orders a Long Mac. She's getting ready. I can't go back in the house. I'm already halfway there. Here's the dilemma. 13-10-60. Is it worth me just getting the Long Mac and pretending like I've flicked it, but also looking like a real sicko because I've remembered what her coffee order was from 5 days ago when I didn't get a coffee?
You can't fluke a Long Mac either.
Exactly.
No.
Or do I deliberately go for the wrong order?
Oh, okay. So you obviously have already done this.
Obviously.
Though.
I've got my solution to routine now or up next?
I'm next.
Okay.
13-10-60. I wouldn't know. And also, like, if you were in her position, if I rocked up with the coffee that you'd ordered a week ago and we didn't discuss that coffee order a week ago and I rocked up with exactly that order, would you go, okay, mate, time to call your jets?
He really likes me. That's what I would
do. Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. It's very much obvious.
13-10-60 is the number.
Chantel from Treen Beer. How are you going?
Hey, Chantel.
It's good, thanks.
Chantel, is this creepy or is this a bit cute?
It's not creepy. It's sweet. It honestly is.
Okay.
Aww, yep.
So I rock
Chantel
up and I go, hey, look, I saw you order a Long Mac the other day.
Okay, I probably wouldn't have said it like that.
All right. Okay.
Well, how would you have said it? Chantel, what should he have done?
Okay, I reckon he should have just handed her the coffee and waited for her to realise that that's her perfect coffee.
And then winked at her?
Pardon?
And then he should have winked at her afterwards, and she was like,
"No, that's an awful idea, Ando. Awesome. You've been out of the game for too long as well. I'm not winking."
I think it's way creepier not to mention it as well. It's like, "Oh, I've been stalking you for weeks, and I know you order a Long Mac." Like, that's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. I also got out your favourite socks for your day at work.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's weird.
I got your favourite rose as well.
Coming from you, mate.
What do you mean?
You're the one telling the story.
Yeah, I know. But you guys don't know what I did yet either. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm living in the air.
Travis from Butler, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Trapster. What do you think, mate? What do you reckon I should have done there?
Yeah, I've been in this position before.
Oh, so you knew what they liked, didn't want to reveal too much and come across as creepy.
Yeah. So definitely go with the coffee. Shows that you pay attention to smaller detail.
Yeah, okay.
And if it's nothing too serious at the minute, keep doing those sort of things and it leads to big things.
Oh, okay. Nice so advice, don't Trav. Really... Make it
thanks,
a big
mate.
Deal.
Don't make
about
a big
it.
Deal. Just hand little things add up, and then wow, this guy's really paying. Okay.
All right. So,
do you want to hear my solution
and
before
then we hear,
you say yours? Because I'm not sure whether you did what my idea is.
Go on.
This might be borrowed from a great film called Hitch.
Great. Mm-hmm.
But you go to you walk to the coffee store and you order every coffee.
Oh, that's such
you
a
get
good
a,
idea.
You get a Long Mac, a macchiato, a cappuccino, a latte, soy milk for all. You come back with 16 coffees.
That's such a good idea.
And you walk up to her and you go, I didn't know what coffee you liked, so I got every single coffee.
Oh, my God, that's so
what
good.
What a waste.
Panty drop up.
No, it's an absolute panty drop up.
Oh, guys, don't speak about women like that.
No, I'm not talking about women like that.
No, I'm just saying like coffees. A panty dropper. Yeah, coffees, it sounds
boxes,
awful.
Coffee, panty dropper.
Boxes, dropper.
Boxer dropper.
So just say, it's a nice thought.
It's a nice thought. It's a lovely thought.
Remember, you're trying to be a gentleman, Will.
How good is that?
Yeah.
How good is that?
I'm not even going to say what I did. That's so good.
No, what did you do?
No, you have to say. What did you do?
No.
What did you do?
I bought the Long Mac.
And then what did you say?
And I gave it to her and she kind of looked at it and she goes, oh, did you know that I drank Long Macs? And I sort of said, I was like, oh, no, you kind of just struck me as a Long Mac drinker.
Oh, projectile vomit.
I know. And then she said, are you sure? And I was like, oh, no, actually, you know, I actually saw you drink a Long Mac the other day.
Oh, and then so she was like, oh, cute.
And she was like, oh, but you didn't get a coffee. And I was like, no. But then I managed to say, but I used to work as a barista. I actually judged people on their coffee orders. No. So, you know, so I kind of worked it.
So you did the Will McMahon special.
Not a save at all.
No. Luke McGregor's. Damn it.
We need to talk. Luke
McGregor's going to join us just before 7:30 as well, guys. Bloody excited to have the bloke on the show who makes all of us laugh a lot. He's got a brand new show, Rose Haven, which continues tonight on the ABC at 9 o'clock. Luke McGregor would have got the Long Mac.
Yeah, but Luke McGregor is frightfully awkward and terrible in these situations.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's no secret that I love Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Love his music. We spoke about this briefly in Scoopla the other day. About how much work he's had done, and he made a statement at one of his concerts.
Yeah, I've had some fillers and I've had some Botox and I've had something done to my chin that makes my double chin not so apparent. Can't even move my forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. God bless you all. Have a great evening.
And that's the
he
show.
Actually, Hydes spoke again backstage about it and said this.
I've had filler in my chin.
He went into detail, Robbie Williams, about how he got it. He got Botox in his crow's feet. He said he got filler all through between his nose and his mouth.
Totally.
He had his chin done. He had all this lasers to the point that he literally couldn't move his face.
Rank.
What the hell? Yeah.
That's
Why
what
would
I want to talk
want
about.
That? Really? I'm surprised.
I think sometimes you don't think that you're going to get it and you get a botched job. And so you go thinking, oh, I'm going to get some little bit of Botox. Yeah. You don't realize the extent of how much it can freeze your face.
Are you referring to the bowling ball incident?
No, I'm not talking about me. We've talked about that plenty on our
because
show.
Because you doubled up though, didn't you? Because that you didn't think it did enough and then you went back for, give me double.
I did went back for a double
Turn it up, Michelle.
Because it takes like, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you get Botox, so you get your injections, right? Yeah. And then it takes 2 weeks for it to really start to freeze.
You absolutely stuffed it that
day. So I went back after a week and said,
Ando was sitting there in a baseball hat when we came into work. I was like, Ando, what's with the hat, mate? Oh, I just feel like wearing a cap today. BS, take it off. We all had to wear sunglasses in the studio that day. The lights were reflecting so hard.
It was bright. It looked good, though.
It was like a swarm of wasps had bitten you on the forehead. It was that swollen.
I did think it looked good, but it was just a shame I couldn't move my eyebrows. I had another girlfriend who went out and got some pretty hectic plastic surgery.
Yeah.
She went out and her sister had convinced her to get Botox. Now, she's got a lot of crow's feet and, you know, she's
cares?
A smoker. No.
I quite like crow's feet.
Yeah, no, so but she,
I think they're nice. Think
she thought
nice.
She was going to get a little bit
yeah.
and her whole face was frozen. Oh. So, and she used to crinkle her nose when she laughed, but because she couldn't move her nose, she literally had to laugh like this so people
with her hands over her face.
People didn't notice.
Right, okay. So I imagine you want to hear from other people about their awfully botched plastic surgery jobs.
Yes.
All right.
But the thing is, some people get too scared to talk about it.
That's right. We can talk about it here. We'll just laugh at you.
No, and I want people to talk about your friends, like when they've come home and gone, oh, my God, I got too much filler in my lip or too much filler in my cheek.
Oh, my God, my housemate did that, actually. 131060 is the number.
Torch your friends.
Which one of your mates has stuffed it? Because a lot of us secretly do it.
Not the permanent ones, obviously, but 131060 is the number.
Yeah, give us a call. Let's talk about botched Botox. Plastic surgery. Yep. Mm-hmm. You can dob someone in.
And we might put up a photo of Ando when she was the bowling ball.
Did we get a snap of that?
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
I think it was too bright. It reflected too much. Brittany from Mount Lawley, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Have you had a botch job?
Yeah, mine was my boobs.
Nice. Oh, I mean, what happened?
So I did go overseas to get them done. Yeah. And they're just totally the wrong size and it is so obvious.
Too big?
One is big and the other is not.
Oh.
And so why did you go get the surgery in the first place? Was it to rectify that? Because a lot of girls can have one boob bigger than the other?
No, it was purely just to get bigger boobs.
And they stuffed it. So what are you doing now? Are you going to get another job?
It's scary. Obviously, I want to get something done and fixed, I think I'll just get them taken out altogether.
Yeah. Hey, Brittany, what's the disparity in the size, if you don't mind me asking? Is it like kind of like a jack and a lawn bowls
it's
ball?
A B and a D.
It's a whole cup. It's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that affect your swimming? Like, do you swim like... Like on an angle now, because you've got one balloon that...
You shouldn't joke about that, Woods, because a lot of girls actually suffer from like body dysmorphia because they have like body image issues because they have one boob bigger than the other.
I was asking a serious question. Brent from Perth. Oh, Brent. How you going, Brent?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Hey,
yeah,
Brent.
Good. Have you had a bit of plastic surgery that didn't go to plan?
Yeah, I got this chick friend, and she got a needle with a Botox or whatever in the lip.
Oh, she got lip fillers.
Oh, lip jab.
Yeah. She went back for a second time, but it just looks like two butt cheeks in front of her face.
Oh, no.
It does look bad. When they first get it as well, Brent, my housemate got it as well. And remember when Jules got it, my housemate?
Oh,
it was so bad.
So what,
the first
few days, is it really bad?
Oh, she came home, and I actually thought she'd been hit with a shovel or something. At some stage, I thought she'd been hit in the face.
Because it's swollen.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, Jules, are you all right? She's like, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. And I kind of said, no, mate, you're not. Like, I think you've reacted to something.
Yeah.
I was genuinely concerned about it.
And then she told you that she'd had her lip done.
Yeah.
They sort of look in pain as well, don't they? Like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to do. I don't think that getting your lips done is a great idea,
I actually don't mind what it looks like, but it's totally up to you.
Do you want to get it done?
I remember I went through a phase where I thought that I did.
Yeah. Get it done, Ando. We wouldn't have any fun with that.
If you offer lip jobs, give us a call.
Yes, Ando.
She'll do an Instagram post. Yeah. She'll do a video on Real Heidi.
Absolutely.
You'll go viral.
Eyes, you want to do that?
I'm okay at the moment.
Okay, all right. Well, if you feel like it, no worries at all.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Amazing that we're still talking about this show, Sex and the City.
Amazing.
Oh, we're still talking about it.
It is, mate. We are still.
It's almost 20 years.
Still happening. Everyone's still talking about it. It's huge.
Yeah, we've talked about it almost every week this year, which is...
So Kim Cattrall, who plays her?
Samantha.
Sam.
Yes.
Or Lisa.
Samantha is played by Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Unless you're planning to move those hands down, get them off me. It was my Worldwide Express guy.
Ooh.
Really, what's his name? Joe, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And ooh, I will not be judged by you or society. Don't gorgeous me. You're 3 hours late and I've eaten half a box of chocolates. When I get cellulite, you'll have no one to blame but yourself.
I love this woman. She's in Australia at the moment and she's been doing this circuit, you know, over East and chatting to radio stations and newspapers and stuff. Sure. And I read this morning that she came out and she stated that Sex and the City cost her her marriage.
Yeah.
Because she was sleeping with everyone.
No, that was her character.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. But she spent so much time on the show and so much passion that she basically married the job that she forgot about her third husband at home.
Oh, that's a shame.
Plus, you'd just be sleeping with a lot of people on set and maybe, you know, you're trying all the flavours at Baskin and Robbins and sometimes you want the strawberry.
Sometimes you love the chocolate.
Mm.
The other thing is that she's...
Yeah.
It's also a third husband. I feel like when you're at your third husband, yeah, you probably start going, well, it's the third one.
Judgy McJudge.
Yeah. No, it's like, well, you know, we're at the third.
I've done it before.
Oh, exactly. May as well get to the fourth.
Yeah.
You want to get to five, don't you?
Let's go for double digits, baby.
She hasn't met her fourth yet. But I want to know on 13, 10, 60 because it got me thinking.
Yeah.
How did a TV show ruin your relationship? Obviously, she was on it. She committed too much to her TV show. That's how it ruined hers.
So, but you're obviously not talking about acting in a TV show. You're saying if you watch a TV show.
Yes. If you're...
And I feel like your stock standard response here is going to be, and I'm going to go right ahead and say, I don't want to hear from these people. Oh, I watched so much Friends. Oh, I watched 3 seasons of The West Wing in 2 days and, you know.
And then they hated it, so they dumped me.
I'd rather hear, like, I got so obsessed with Friends that I started talking like Joey.
Oh.
And my partner hated me for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they left me.
Or it could even be that you were so obsessed with, say, Sex and the City and you started acting like one of those characters on the show, which a lot of girls love to pretend, you know, oh, I was Charlotte, oh, I was Samantha, you know, that then your partner didn't know how to act around you. And then
did you ditch a date or a holiday with your partner because you went to go and see a premiere or go to a convention or something like that?
Do you think this has actually happened, though, that a TV show could ruin a relationship? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah. There's also movies that, like, will, like, show a relationship and will identify relatable issues in a relationship.
Oh,
and you can't help but
reflect
on yourself. There's a great movie called Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, which really makes you go, whoa.
About your own relationship.
Yeah, well, you just relate to a few things that go wrong in the relationship in the film and you go, like, oh, my God, that's going on with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, maybe I should do what Jim Carrey did.
Yeah. Or is there something, there's a moment in a TV show which you can kind of look at in your own life and, you know, you're sitting there watching it with your partner and you're like, this is us.
He's cheating on me for sure.
This
He's been
is
doing
us.
This.
Yeah,
like that
this
character.
Thing's happening. All right, give us a call. 131060 has a TV show. Or how has a TV show ended your relationship?
G'day, Steph. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, Steph.
You've broken up because of a TV show, Steph?
Yeah, I was seeing someone for a few weeks and my favourite show is Friends and they said they didn't like it and they thought it was a bit average, so I broke up with them.
That was that.
Bang. Well, you know what?
That was that.
That's just sense of humour because with Friends, some people don't like Friends. I think that you've got to have a certain sense of humour.
Yeah, but you're not hang on, Steph. Hang on. Quite seriously, though. Like, he was already on the way out, wasn't he?
Look, it was the deal breaker.
Mm.
Yeah.
I will. This is pot calling the kettle.
Yes, I was going to say this.
Because, Will, I know that you will sit down with a new girl and you will do a four-hour DJ set. You do a four-hour DJ set. And if they don't like the mix, it's straight out the door.
Yeah, don't let the door hit on the way out.
But it's true. If they don't like the same music,
when that bass hits, I want to see some foot tapping.
Does your Dutch girl?
131060 is the number here, guys. We want to know how a TV show broke up your relationship.
Noel from Success, how you going?
How you going?
Yeah, we're all good, thank you, mate. You broken up over a TV show there?
Not so much me. It was actually a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was quite obsessed with The Walking Dead and actually started preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, no. And so what? A girl broke up with him?
Wait. Noel, what sort of preparation are we talking?
Yeah. I'm talking like if you've seen Men in Black where they push a button and wardrobes and beds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a giant, like artillery of just weapons.
Yeah.
Talking like $600 on like custom-made knives and even found a website that actually makes the zombie apocalypse killing kit.
Oh my god.
We should rock up to this guy's house dressed as zombies.
You'll get killed, mate.
He'll actually kill you.
That video would go viral.
And what, it would just be the hiding show?
Wow, Noel, that is absolutely incredible. Wowee. Thanks for the call. Matt here from Munster. How are you?
How you going, mate?
Matt, now, you got dumped because of Family Guy.
I did. You know that scene from Family Guy where he wants to take the birds on holiday and then Lois doesn't want him to? So anyway, eventually he goes, yeah, you let me be myself. Anyway, I basically kept saying that and it got so bad that basically my missus dumped me saying I'm too immature and stuff.
How long have you been going out for?
Oh, we went out for 2 years. It was a bit of a deal breaker, but yeah.
How's the irony of the line you were saying is, yeah, you let me be myself,
yeah,
and that's the reason she broke up with you because she didn't allow you to be yourself?
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
You're better off without her then, mate.
I thought you were going to say bird is the word was what you were saying. And I was like, oh, I would have dumped somebody over that. Hey, Daniel also did something on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody.
We've actually got Daniel here from Greenwood. Daniel.
Oh, nice.
What did you get dumped over?
I didn't get dumped. I stopped seeing you over The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, really? Because she liked it or you liked it?
I could not stand it.
Yes, it was about the theme song.
So she used to watch it all the time and you just couldn't relate. She would make lots of references, so you dumped her.
I wouldn't watch it with her. She'd just make references and just sing the theme song and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's fair enough. I'd be the same.
I'd be exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's an awful show, isn't it? I don't even know what it's about.
It's an awful show. I think it's one of the worst things
I've ever
seen. I think
I'd break up with someone as well.
Well, actually, funnily enough, I had an ex-girlfriend that was obsessed with the Kardashians, and that was a real catalyst.
Yeah.
I'm quite serious.
Yeah. Every time she'd sit down and watch TV, bang, and I was just like, Did she
make Kardashian references, though?
Yep, and it is a huge indicator. I'm going to stop there.
Go on, finish it because you know that I watch the show.
Come on, a lot of people do watch the show.
It is rated all around the world, and I know that it's crap, but it's mindless TV, and some of us enjoy that.
That's fine.
You're going to say, Will McMahon?
I think it's a massive reflection on who you are as a person.
Ooh, and what are you saying? Yeah. What are you saying about me then?
I'm saying you've got a great ability to switch your mind off when you need to, when you watch mindless TV. Which is quite impressive.
It's a pretty good cover.
I think, because I can't do that.
That's a pretty good cover.
Yeah.
But you're perfect.
Yeah, I am.
I'm lucky that Courtney's favourite TV show is Play School, so and I also enjoy that.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.